COVID-19, a socialist response to the coronavirus crisis. Coronavirus, underfunded, understaffed, NHS is not prepared. John Dale, Secretary, Unite Union Nottinghamshire NHS Branch. Personal capacity. As new coronavirus infections gather pace in Britain and around the world, Boris Johnson claims the country is well prepared with a fantastic NHS. Who's he kidding? NHS performance this winter was the worst on record, before a single patient developed coronavirus COVID-19. Decades of underinvestment in all public services were followed by the past 10 years of austerity cuts. A senior doctor told an Nuffield Trust reporter, "If this is like the 2009 swine flu, it's going to be very bad. We're in a worse position than we were then. If it's worse than that, we are going to be in deep trouble." A London hospital critical care consultant said the government is dishonest. I hear them say the NHS is well prepared. We are not well prepared, it is media spin. Of the first 44,000 COVID-19 patients in China, over 80% had a mild disease, 14% suffered severe infection such as pneumonia, and 5% needed critical care. The British Thoracic Society of Chest Specialists warned respiratory wards are understaffed and overstretched. 57% of senior respiratory medics surveyed said they had no extra staff to rely on. There are only 15 ECMO beds in England. To treat adults with the most severe respiratory failure, 80% of the 3,700 critical care beds in England were occupied 2 weeks ago, and average occupancy of all hospital beds was 94%. Several hospitals reported 100% of beds already occupied. The average hospital stay of Chinese COVID-19 patients has been 11 to 26 days. Already short of 100,000 staff. High workload means most NHS workers are on the edge. How will the NHS cope if thousands of staff catch the virus themselves and cannot work? Waiting lists for planned surgery will grow even longer as operations get cancelled. Urgent non-surgical treatments could be delayed weeks or months if beds are filled and staff knocked out by COVID-19. Senior doctors will be forced to decide who gets treated and who doesn't, potentially to die as a result. Outside hospital, privatized social care companies employ low-paid workers, often on zero-hour contracts. Bullying management and harsh sickness absence policies force many to work when unwell. What a terrible way to run this vital service to the elderly and disabled, the most vulnerable to this disease. Trade unions must demand sick pay is paid from day one at full pay rates. There must be no pressure on sick workers in any sector to continue working, threatening their own and others' health. Total world military expenditure was $1.8 trillion in 2018, about $220 for every human being on the planet. Instead of defending the ruling class's wealth and power, such vast sums should be used to defend us all from disease, poverty and environmental destruction. Nationalization of big corporations, including the pharmaceutical industry, democratic planning by the working class, and international cooperation, in a word, socialism, could prevent new diseases like COVID-19 becoming disasters.